In conversation with Dr. Eve.
20 minutes after 8 o'clock and Dr. Eve is my guest, talking to me all the way from Minneapolis in the United States of America. Dr. Eve, thank you so much for joining us. And I believe congratulations are in order this evening.
Hi, Aubrey. Absolutely. It is 20 minutes past one in the afternoon here in Minneapolis, in Minnesota, in America, as you said. And I have a beautiful new granddaughter.
Yes. What do? We say, "Sawubona gogo."
You can say anything. It still sounds wonderful, right?
That would be isiZulu for good evening, grandma, right?
Good evening, grandma.
Yeah. How does it celebrate?
Yeah, it feels wonderful. It's so interesting because last time we were on air, in the middle of the show, I said, you know, we got to do a show on medical negligence, on medical trauma. And the very next day, my daughter went into labor a little earlier, and it was like, here is the chance to do this. We're going to be talking about it, but we're focusing specifically on the trauma of birth. And quite obviously, because I've been thrown into it right now and begun to talk to other women who are around, you know, just given birth and thrown into that peer group, started doing some research and finding some really interesting and almost shocking facts that I felt we need to be able to break open the space, as you and I always do, in a very honest way, in a very professional way, in a way that gives people the opportunity to talk about their birth experiences.
Yeah.
And I heard you say earlier on, you know, you're identified as a male and maybe you can't understand it. It really doesn't exclude men in any way, because they are impacted certainly by the experience, and maybe not, you know, physically, but by the experience of a partner if they are involved in the birthing, which I hope that they will be, and what comes afterwards.
Mm.
And what struck me most about it, and where I really want our conversation to go, is what kind of birthing did you have as a woman, and did it meet what I've come to now understand is a birthing wish list? And what that means is that women prepare themselves to be able to have this idealized birthing experience. Idealized because there are so many books preparing women specifically, not that many for fathers, unfortunately, but preparing women for what is, in parentheses, or be normal.
Mm.
This is the normal course of what's going to happen for you. You're going to automatically fall pregnant. You're going to go through three trimesters. And at the end of your third trimester, probably week 38 or week 40 at the latest, you're going to, you know, have the birthing of a beautiful baby, normal, healthy baby. And they kind of leave out the important bits, which are shrouded in silence. And because of the silence of what really happens to a woman with her birthing wish list and with her birthing experience, because it's shrouded in silence, it can leave women in what I'm now understanding is a very large support group, but it's a support group in which there is shame and there is self-blame and there is guilt, you know, those parts that create the trauma in women. And they don't talk about the disappointment, the lack of agency during their birthing experience, the unexpectedness of what really happened for them, that the idealized trajectory of normal didn't happen for them, because 45% of women do not have the so-called normal birthing experience. And they don't know who to talk to about it and what to do about it, because they're suddenly thrown into motherhood with all the demands that are obviously there. But how much of it has been, you know, traumatic for you? So we're talking to two cohorts. We're talking to women who don't have an experience of their own childhood trauma. And you know, that's what we focus on always, is trauma, whether it be childhood sexual abuse, your own childhood trauma, which would incline you, predispose you to having a possibility of PTSD or some kind of birth trauma afterwards. And we're talking to a cohort of women who don't have a history of trauma, but as a result of being uninformed, ignorant, not supported well enough during the process, the unexpectedness of whatever was going on, they end up having PTSD and some kind of a trauma because they don't fit into this normal category of what people define as the norm of what will happen for you. So we really are looking for women to create almost a support group and for men to join in, for people to join in and to say, well, this was our birthing experience. Because I'm sitting in a lounge right now with other parents and hearing, you know, well, actually our baby came way earlier. Actually our baby, we spent a lot of time with the doula and we really wanted to have a natural birth, but we had to have an emergency cesarean. Well, we actually decided we didn't want to be having any medication at all, but we were forced to have some kind of medication because actually things got a little crazy at the time of labor. So there are stories that are not spoken about. There's this silence that just happens. And the focus obviously is on the baby and, you know, being able to give in full attention to the baby. But what about the women who've given birth? Who's taking care of them? And we want to hear their stories.
What is the normal childbirth, Dr. E? What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question because you know how I feel about the word normal, which is why I'm kind of laughing at you. I think the trauma is really trying to normalize, as I have stated in my blog, trying to normalize what cannot be normal. It can't be normalized. Each woman's experience is completely unique to them. Each one. There is a whole industry of literature, podcasts, lectures, education, telling women that you are going to labor, this is how you're going to feel, your waters may break, or else you're going to go into labor, you'll have contractions, you'll be in contractions for 3 hours, depending on how old you are, depending on your health, depending on what, which primavera, is it your first baby, your second, your third baby, and then you're going to get through your labor and you're going to, you know, you're going to have this healthy baby afterwards. There isn't a lot of discussion around what can happen, what does happen. There is a lot of busyness that happens at that time of labor. Women want to feel, which is what the research tells us, what makes for a, I'm going to change your language to what the literature says, or a positive childbirth experience, a positive childhood experience, which I think is just, you know, a lovely concept to have. And in that, women describe themselves as feeling that they have agency, that they were the ones who were given choices throughout the entire experience, that they felt really supported by the healthcare workers who were around them all the time, that they also felt that they had a partner who was there and was really supporting them and was listening to them and hearing them. So somebody who really feels that you were present and heard for the unexpectedness that might be happening at that time, that you were all the time kept in the loop by your birthing team of what was happening to you. And then it seems as if those women come out of it with what I describe as short, sharp, little T traumas. And I'll tell you the difference between little T and big T traumas.
Yeah, yeah. 011-883-0702. Please give us a call if you resonate and you hear what Dr. Eve is saying, because obviously these are things that aren't normalized. These conversations aren't normalized, as Dr. Eve has just pointed out. And so they stay in the crevices, the dark nooks and crevices of our consciousness about this particular reality. Please give us a call on 011-883-0702. And Dr. Eve, I think at this point I need to, you know, again, declare my ignorance. Again, because I suppose I come from a space, cultural background where the birthing process is almost prohibited for men. How does one say that? That it's, we're almost not allowed to be a part of that process. We're not allowed. I mean, I sometimes watch movies of guys in the labor ward, for example. Yeah. Well, no. Mm. We're not allowed to. We're not even allowed to be in the vicinity of that, right? Because it's concerned, and I imagine that's part of the trauma, in that the woman that is giving birth is doing this completely alone without the support of the man, and that's probably part of the trauma. But I'm also recognizing in what you're saying that it might also be traumatic for the man in that he is not part of a very big, very powerful moment in his own life and the wife of his partner and the child that's coming into. But again, the trauma of having this situation normalized. In other words, it's normal not to be present as a man. And that might also be traumatic at a certain level.
Yeah, and well, I'm curious, as I always am, Aubrey, you know, to learn from you.
Yeah.
What was your experience of being so prohibited or so excluded? And for you, did you ever talk to the mother of your children about her experience? Do you know? I mean, is there even a permissiveness to have the woman talk and say, this is what happened? I was cut. I wasn't cut. I had stitches. I didn't have stitches. Yeah. I had an epidural. I didn't. I mean, how do you, as a man, do men feel?
Yeah. So here's the strange thing, Dr. Eve. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. You don't know that you're being excluded, because being excluded is the norm. You don't really understand it in those terms of being included or excluded. You just think that's just how things are. And there's a sort of mirth around the exclusion, because it's understood not to be a bad thing. It's understood to be the domain of women. So the older women and the midwives will be in that space, and men are excluded, and we'll be the men will be outside and having a drink or whatever the case may be, and the man who's going to be the father is being teased, and it's all that kind of mirth. But you're right. I have asked questions about that process. And yes, my wife has said that she wishes that I could be in that room. But again, even from her, there was the sense that, this is the norm, you know. I think it's a very, very important issue that you're raising, because we've normalized this state of affairs of being excluded to the point where we didn't, I didn't realize that it is a traumatic reality. And the questions around the incisions, the epidurals, and those are conversations we've had as a couple, and the trauma thereof. And of course, then I'd understand that I need to be present. I need to be there, because it's not only a physical injury, but the trauma of it that's associated with it. But again, it's this pervasive psychological reality that says, oh, this is normal. This is normal. And I don't know, maybe it's part of the way that our societies help us through the trauma of this matter without actually consciously dealing with it, that we have these unconscious encounters with childbirth that is perhaps traumatic, and this is perhaps just a way of keeping the trauma out. I don't even know how to explain this, but
I'm loving what you're sharing.
Yeah.
I'm loving what you're sharing.
Yeah.
Because you're bringing in a cultural slant, and in the literature and in my research, everything was Western based.
Yeah.
Now, there again is the absolute opposite to what you're explaining, where there is so much pressure on men to have to be there and to bear witness, that men almost feel like they can't refuse, because it's not acceptable for a man not to be there. Today, you know, there has to be equity. Men have to be there. They have to be sharing the burden of parenting and child rearing. And men have to, in Western society, men have to be in that room as well, which can also be, you know, traumatic for them.
Yeah.
I mean, who wants to see, you know, there's certain things that you just kind of say to a man, you've got to stand at their head and please do not look at that, you know, that beautiful vagina at the date of childbirth, because you may not kind of look at it in the same way again. So this is a beautiful slant, and I really am hoping, Aubrey, that we're going to get responses from people who have different experiences, different cultural experiences of this as well. I think this is really a beautiful area, that a slant that you brought. But thank you for that.
But it's important, I suppose, Dr. Eve, for us to be conscious of the trauma of it all, so that we don't just gloss over it, right? So regardless of the cultural issue, there's an objective trauma here that happens for the woman who is giving birth, whether it's so-called normal or whatever the description is. There is an objective trauma happening there, and we need to be aware of it, and then, you know, have this conversation. So please give us a call, 011-883-0702. Recognize any of the issues that are coming out of this conversation with myself and Dr. Eve. Have you had similar experiences? And let me invite the men, into this conversation as well, because I think Dr. Eve was correct to say, listen, let's not be exclusionary in this conversation, because in as much as men themselves don't give birth, but they are part of the process. We're part of this process. So please give us a call. If you as a man recognize what I've said as an experience, or it might be something totally different, please give us a call and let us know what that is, what that experience is. Can I take some calls, Dr. Eve?
Go, go, go. Let's
All
do
right.
It. Let's
Anonymous is in Johannesburg. Good evening to you, Anonymous.
Yeah, good evening. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, man. Go for it. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. Speaking of what you were talking about, you know, I had a similar experience. I'm not going to mention the hospital that gave birth to my newborn. Do you understand?
Anonymous, I'm losing you, my brother. I'm really, really losing you. I don't know whether... is because you're in the outside, I'm losing you, and I want to hear every word you've got to say.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
There you go, that's much better. Go ahead.
Yeah, speaking of what you were talking about, and the trauma that people are going through.
Yes.
I'd like to comment that I've been through the same, almost similar experience to what you're talking about.
Yes.
You know, nurses not explaining much proper in terms of what the partner is going to go through, you know, into details. She was put on like a belt. I don't know what you call this thing that they put you on. For example, she was in some sort of pain. You understand?
Yeah.
But then people, they were, you know, like in terms of explaining on processes of what is it that you about to expect, especially if you're going to give birth to newborn.
Yeah.
You know? Some sort of like, you know, explanation of what you're going to expect. It's something that's very important. As well as, you know, maybe allowing, you know, like men to be part of the exercise as well.
Yeah.
Or to be part of the supporting structure in terms of, you know, it's a good thing that you should be implemented. Because at the end of the day, going through such alone, that's such a traumatic experience.
Sure, sure. Sure.
Yeah, so that's my comment for today. I wanted to, you know, pass the message.
Yeah.
Did the same thing as well.
Did you, and I'm asking you this question because Dr. Eve asked me this question, but did you, after the birth of your child or your children, have conversations with your partner about what she went through? Did you guys have a language to be able to talk about that traumatic experience for her? Did you have that conversation?
Some things of that sort, but she didn't like seem to be opening up.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Yeah, but you could see that she was expecting a bit more in terms of the support structure,
like
being there and all of those things. But, you know, her being alone, I can tell you, Aubrey, actually the night before, we were just talking to each other, and the next moment at about 4:45, she was called into the delivery room. And I didn't even know what was going on. You know, and the staff was taken away, and the next moment her home is off.
Yep.
You know, and I was about to confess and find out where she is. Nobody knew where she was.
Look, Anonymous, I thank you for your call and your candor in this situation. And I can imagine that it must have been quite traumatic for you, but if it was traumatic for you, imagine how much traumatic it must have been for her, having to go through that process there. So that's the conversation I think we need to initiate, especially here on the southern tip of the African continent. Dr. Eve, your thoughts?
I stopped counting Anonymous's, the amount of times that Anonymous said, not explained. There was no explanation, not explained. And that's what we would call a small T, the unknown, not knowing, the unexpected, the unpredictability, feeling excluded. that if that is not managed and supported, that and there is a history of trauma, for example, I mean, that can really explode into PTSD in the man as well as in the woman. So I get what, you know, Anonymous is saying. It's so, so important. And it really mirrors what the research is saying, that the positive birth experience is when the person, the couple, are kept updated, especially the woman, all the time. You know, this is a partogram. I'm putting it over your stomach. It's just measuring the heartbeat of your child. This is what we're doing to you now. This is the reason why we're doing this to you. It's so important just to have that information. So I get that he really felt the lack of explanation was very stressful, just challenging. I don't know if it was traumatic, but really difficult for him. So yeah, I do agree, you know, pleased that he called in to share that.
Mosheri is in Pretoria West. Good evening to you, Mosheri.
Yes, Aubrey and Dr. Eve.
Yeah.
Aubrey, I have a son and a daughter. Of course, I did accompany my wife to hospital, but I wasn't given an opportunity to be present when she was giving birth. And Aubrey, it's difficult because you know how normally the hospitals, they'll treat you. I didn't want to make any commotion where you will find that my wife is mistreated because I've made noise. I wanted to enter, but they said, no, you can't. Then I had to hold back and allow everything to go smoothly, because if you make noise, then they allow you, you find that they're mistreating your wife, and you are there, you are seeing everything that is taking place. Maybe it would be best if the health workers also can be educated to say that if the husband want to be part of the process, allow the husband to be part, because normally the health workers, they will not allow you to enter. That's the other part that is the difficulty, is that when the wife is going through this process, you go in there and argue, knowing very well that your wife is going through the process of a painful process. It's kind of a difficulty. That's why I'm saying, of course, sometimes it might be also traumatic to the husband wanting to be part of the process and not being given a chance, not wanting to cause any commotion. That maybe if health professionals, they can also be educated to say that allow a husband to be part of the process. No, don't punish the husband. Whereas, of course, it might be also discussion between a wife and a husband or a girlfriend and a boyfriend to say that, do you want to be part of the process or not? Then that can go smoothly, not to be even double traumatized by the process of giving birth to the lovely ones.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about you, Mosheri. When your kids were born, was the channel of communication about what your partner was going through open? Did you talk about what she was going through from an empathetic point of view, from an understanding that this is quite difficult for her? Was that conversation ever had?
Yes, after she came back, we did have it. Because also, normally when they're giving birth, the other wives, also women, also giving birth, where she also indicated there was one who, the father wasn't present, and the name that was given to the newborn, it was also part of the thing that she also had to love at the moment where she was going through this pain. That also, it was part of it. Unfortunately, Aubrey, I had a third born of which prematurely she passed away. So rest in peace.
I'm so sorry for you and your partner.
Yeah,
man.
That was also traumatic.
I want to ask this last question, and I'd like for Dr. Eve to perhaps also jump in there. I don't know if you've had the experience where to even know aspects of the birthing process, to even know it as a man, is frowned upon. You shouldn't know. Has that been your experience?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My wife did explain also that the terrible pain where she, because it took a long time for my son also for my wife to give birth to my son, of which for longer hours where she was trying to push she wanted me to be there to give the support of which, unfortunately, I didn't manage to do that.
Yeah.
Aubrey is traumatic because normally she will want support to when she's going through that pain to also be next to her.
Yeah.
It is unfortunate I didn't get that opportunity, like I indicated, that I didn't want to force myself where the mistreatment of some of the health workers, where you're forcing them. When she need help, you said they just neglect her. They leave her all alone, and you are not
yeah.
a practitioner. You're
yeah.
just looking at the trauma that she's going through. Yeah.
I don't want this to be about us men, because it's actually not supposed to be. But I think that maybe our ignorance this whole process, deliberately or not, is maybe part of the added trauma to the person that's going through the birthing process. And maybe we need to wake up to the fact that, yeah, it might be culturally acceptable, but maybe there's room for us to start saying, how do I support my partner in that process by knowing? Because it's easy to simply say, no, I don't want to know, it's not good for us to know, blah, blah. But maybe that's part of the trauma that is added, another layer of trauma that's added because we are not present in that way. Mushere in Pretoria West, much appreciated. Dr. Eve, I don't want to hijack this, Dr. Eve, if you understand what I'm saying, but clearly there's a lot we need to be talking about here.
Absolutely, and I'm loving that men are calling in or be with their experiences, because in this way, by having a forum which you provide, this is how things change, huh? Because I also think that there shouldn't be rigidity. It's like either a cultural way or it's a Western way. There's a blending that can happen. You know, there's no reason why you couldn't go in at some point, or you couldn't still be having the cultural whatever with men. But there's you know, science as well that one has to inculcate together with culture. And what science teaches us is that women have a better birth when they do have a supportive partner next to them. And also in terms of attaching to the baby, you know, men need to be having that skin-on-skin contact with that baby.
Yeah.
Just as what women do as well. And men are kept out, as we've just heard now, that men are kept out of that process. Maybe that's why it's also easier for men to leave, Aubrey, you know, because they don't have that connection. They're not encouraged to. They need to. They really need to be there for the attachment to the child as well.
Yeah.
So this change happens when we begin these conversations. I think it's great.
Let me please call the women out there that have gone through the birthing process that are understanding the conversation that we're having in terms of not being supported by your partner, right? But also the traumas that you experience that perhaps aren't given the space to be talked about, because that's supposed to be the way of the woman, as it were, right? Give me a call. I'd really, really like to hear that, because somehow that's part of the socialization, that these are women's things. You men mustn't get involved in these things. And as you said, Dr. Eve, that it might bring about deep shame for a woman to even want to express these things, because society just doesn't allow her to even think that this is trauma in the way that we're talking about it right now. So please, I'd love for you to give me a call. Can I take a quick call from Amanda in Craig Hall Park? Amanda, good evening
to
you.
Amanda, yes, it's Amanda. Thank you, Aubrey, for taking my call.
Yeah, sure.
I know Dr. Eve, I've spoken to her, and I listen to you all the time. And I want to just tell you today, you are attacking a very difficult situation. I can't talk about the cultures of westernized, and you obviously have to go into that. But some men are there, some men are not. Some women have to have cesarean, some women give normal birth, some women is pushed in because it's so terribly, I mean, the child is going to die if she's not going to do this. So the traumatic experience for a woman to do that is huge. But my question tonight is the traumatic experience of a birth, but what happens before? Because the moment you find out you're pregnant, you are responsible for that little thing growing inside you.
Yeah.
Mm. Amanda, there's some tears there.
You have to take care. You have to eat well. You have to take care of that little thing that is growing inside you.
Yeah.
There's no man who can do that. You have to do that on your own.
All right, let's hear what Dr. Eve has to say. Dr. Eve?
Amanda, I'm just hearing an enormous amount of emotion in you, and I'm kind of almost tears I'm hearing. I'm not sure, I can't see, I'm too far away. But I'm curious as to what's happening for you as you're talking about motherhood. What's happening for you right now, Amanda?
Amanda?
No. I lost a baby at 5 months, and I thought I was guilty. What did I do wrong? I lost it at 5 months. It was a little human being. Where did I go wrong?
Oh, goodness, Amanda.
My point I just want to raise, and I agree with everything you and Orby said about the trauma of a birth, because, I mean, it's a trauma for any woman to go through that. But you, the moment you find out you're pregnant, you have to take care of that little thing that's growing inside you. And what is the gap there? There's a gap. If you don't do it yourself, there's no man involved there. You have to do it yourself.
Amanda, this is something that has emerged for me in the last week, you know, very significantly talking to other women. The blame, the shame, the guilt, like, what did I do wrong that my baby's small, or that my baby has a heart defect? What did I do wrong? And I'm hearing the same from you, and maybe, you know, you're still carrying this shame and blame and guilt after so many years of your own, you know, tragic loss. There is no blaming of self. This is nature. This is nature. It's nothing that you have done. Whether your baby came early or late, or how well or how sick or how healthy it is, it really isn't all up to you. There's nothing you did wrong. And a man can really be useful, or a partner, because we're talking in heterosexist terms. I'm feeling, you know, really stupid around this, actually, Aubrey, because two women, or women can have a baby on their own and have a sibling or a friend or a parent there with them. Just having the support is really essential just for you as a person. Not for the baby, but for you. So we do want to encourage people to have supportive others with them during the pregnancy and during the birthing process. And Amanda, I just have a lot of compassion for you right now. I wonder if you ever did speak to anyone about this or have had any counseling, because there are many women who are suffering like you are. Which is why we're doing this show.
And you can hear, as you say, the trauma. You can hear the emotion, Dr. Eve, that I think many people are oblivious of. That pain hides behind all sorts of things, right? And maybe festers in there, right? Just stays there and festers and isn't given a chance to. What is the remedy? What do we do?
Education. I mean, education. The education around mostly around the unexpectedness, the unpredictability of what can happen.
I want to play. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead, Sweet.
I want to play you a voice note, Dr. Eve, and I'd love to hear your comments.
Hi, Aubrey. I gave birth during lockdown, so no one was actually allowed to come in. But the problem is mostly in public hospitals. Whether it's a C-section or whatever, nobody is allowed. And like the gentleman is saying, yeah, they treat us like trash. You can't even say anything. So the best is to keep quiet, give birth, and go home. In that trauma state you are in, there is no support, because I was a new mother. They don't even explain what's going on. So I think there's a line. Maybe in private hospitals, they do allow your partner to come in. But in private hospitals, never have I heard of such.
Public hospitals. Yeah, no, my kids were born in public hospitals. Oh, you're not allowed to come come into the ward and so forth. But what do you say? What do you say to what to what the caller has just said, Dr. Eve?
Aubrey, I missed the whole first part. It didn't come all the way through to me. If you could just repeat what that voice message said.
So she was concurring with an earlier call about the bad treatment at a public hospital, and the fact that the partner, especially the male partner, won't be allowed to walk to be in the ward. And usually the default reaction to that is to just keep quiet, endure it, smile and yeah. grin and bear it, as it were, so that you can just have your baby, so that you can go out of there. But that in itself is a very traumatic experience, right?
It's very traumatic that even as we were listening to, I think it was Mashere who was saying, you know, I was scared to even push my luck because I was scared of the response of the healthcare provider, that they would get angry with me and treat my partner badly, that we become afraid in a situation where we should be really having joy and having support and encouragement for whatever's going to be happening, because then there won't be a traumatic outcome. But to go in feeling afraid of people who are there to support you, I mean, that's almost abusive, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's very distressing to be hearing this is the experience. And mostly, I mean, what I think has been reinforced from the two, well, from the female, from this last voice message, they want partners with them. They want to, we're hearing from the men, we want to be there. We just want to be there as well.
Yeah.
You're excluded from something, you know, very unique and special, because it is unique and special, this gift of arrival.
Anonymous is in Benoni. Hi, Anonymous.
Hi.
Yeah.
I had my kids a long time ago, and I'm so glad that you people are discussing this, because at that time I didn't realize that it causes traumatic stress. It was the most horrific, horrendous thing I've ever been through, because nobody explained anything. Also a public holiday hospital, unfortunately. And it was just shocking for me. And nobody talked about it those days. And I couldn't understand why I was unhappy after my second child.
Yeah.
But I realize now, obviously, it was, you know, the blues or whatever they call it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
If I see a pregnant woman today, my stomach still crunches up.
Wow. Wow.
I know. What
part was so horrendous? Which part of the
I never ever got that pushing feeling. And they kept shouting at me to push. And I didn't know what the hell they're talking about. And I'd never, with any of my kids, did I get that urge to push. So I didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
actual thing and the actual birthing and everything was just so painful and I still feel sick when I look at pregnant women, but at least I know today they get help.
Well, I don't have much is different. I mean, here again, I know we're out of time, but you spoke of what's normal. You can hear normal is that you're going to get contractions and you're going to have an urge to push. Here we have Anonymous saying, I didn't have that. It didn't happen for me. And no one said to me that could happen as well.
Yeah.
And therefore it's going to happen to you. You can just hear the lack of education, the lack of information of keeping women and men, people ill-informed, ignorant about this precious moment, which is supposed to be almost sacred. But oh my goodness, we need as much science and we need as much support as necessary, because so much can go wrong and so much can lead to the trauma that results.
Anonymous.
And mostly the attachment from the child. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, Susan.
Sorry, I just wanted to thank Anonymous for bringing again that aspect out to us. Dr. Eve, this for me has been a very revealing conversation. And it really has been about revealing and excavating the ignorances that we have about what we think is just normal, and really having to interrogate that very notion of normal, because it can be a very traumatic notion. Your last word, Dr. Eve.
I can just hear you taking a breath. It's been surprising for you, huh?
Yeah.
Just to say to people, please read my blog. I've done a lot of research. There's a lot of information over there. to be able to do that and to get the support, because you can hear from our last caller that there is still an element of triggering that happens, you know, post-traumatic stress response. Her body still holds a memory of the trauma that she went through. And it comes out in different ways in your life. So please join support groups. Don't feel shameful, like we heard from the voice message from somebody else who called in earlier, Amanda. There is no blame or shame or guilt. There is nothing to normalize. What is traumatic is how we try and normalize what isn't normal. So yeah, get the information, get education and get support. And we'll all have beautiful, happy, attached babies. And I'm going off to see mine right now.
Dr. Eve, thank you so much. And once again, congratulations for you and your daughter and her husband. And I hope that you are thoroughly blessed by the new addition to your family.
Thank you. And we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Much appreciated. Dr. Eve, talking some very brave things as always.